Welcome back to the 9 Nonprofit Trends That Matter in 2024, sponsored by our good friends over at RKD Group. We love this value-aligned partner that's helping nonprofits build long-term donor relationships through next-generation tech, data, and marketing strategies that are driving omnichannel experiences and donations. Learn more at rkdgroup.com.
Hey, I'm John.
And I'm Becky.
And this is the We Are For Good podcast.
Nonprofits are faced with more challenges to accomplish their missions and the growing pressure to do more, raise more, and be more for the causes that improve our world.
We're here to learn with you from some of the best in the industry, bringing the most innovative ideas, inspirational stories, all to create an impact uprising.
So welcome to the good community. We're nonprofit professionals, philanthropists, world changers, and rabid fans who are striving to bring a little more goodness into the world.
So let's get started. Becky, what is happening?
I am so glad to be here and talk about how are we going to make generosity frictionless this year. I believe it is within everyone's power here to make that possible, and we got some simple tips on how to do that today.
Yeah, like this is going to be such a good conversation, because imagine if we were saying the opposite, like let's make giving as hard as possible. You know, it's basically the opposite, and that's not what you're here for today.
Yes, but please keep it simple.
Look, friends, you're finding us in the middle or kind of nearing the end of our trend series that really kicks off the year. And these are trends that matter that we see threaded through a lot of conversations and a lot of progressive organizations that are growing the impact uprising in 2024. And so we love to deliver these on a silver platter at the beginning of the year to not only just like inspire you, but give you the playbook to how you can implement this and it not feel overwhelming, but that you feel like you've got ideas and you've got like motivation to make it happen. And so today is one that I think you can really toggle over and really implement. And it's that idea of making generosity frictionless.
I think this is the trend this year that could be as simple as just turning some things on and maybe even turning some things off to really get some new energy, new funding, new engagement out of this. And so I want to talk about why did we pick this trend? And it's really about we have a matter of seconds these days to capture someone's attention digitally. And as a society, we're like paying for things in a matter of seconds by simply tapping our phones. And we're so used to that. And we become very dependent on that. When we order something, it's on our doorstep by the end of the day. And it's like, how do we take that mindset, that understanding, and simplify and streamline the donation process for all of our nonprofits this year? We want to make generosity so frictionless for your current and future supporters that when they decide to make that gift to your organization, it's a couple clicks and it just happens. And so if you are not set up right now to take anything more than maybe just a credit card online, we're saying that you're leaving a lot of cash on the table. In fact, there's probably some abandonment going on in carts all around your website. And we want to help you kind of close the loop on that, get that cash in the door, get that donor stewarded, and start getting them into your movement.
I mean, it's so good. And I hope this is a lot of quick wins as we start to unpack it. Let's start talking about some key points that really support this idea of making generosity frictionless. And it begins with this idea that mobile accessibility is like table stakes. We're talking about Gen Z and millennials like expect this. And I think every generation is beginning to expect
it. I'm 44 at this point.
Yeah, exactly.
So yes.
If your site is not optimized for mobile, like right away, it's incredibly difficult to even navigate. So you got to start with a responsive web design that looks great on any device at any moment that someone's going to hop on there. But then you can make sure that your giving form is as simple as possible. We're going to really challenge you to aim for one-click giving. There's a lot of really great diversified ways to accept payment options. We'll throw some platforms at you too, but I mean, think about how you pay for things. It's not toting around the checkbook as much anymore, right? I mean, some of y'all, I see you out there occasionally with a checkbook, but we're talking Apple Pay. You don't even have to like get out your wallet, right? Or Google Pay, Venmo, PayPal. Even people that are trying to use their DAFs. Now DAFs are moving a lot faster with this integrated technology, thanks to Chariot and other people like that. And stocks and crypto. I mean, our friends at Overflow, and we're going to have Vance on the podcast later today, but the movement of money has never moved faster than it is today. So how can we make sure that that is frictionless on your website? And we want to create that really powerful user-friendly experience, because at the end of the day, the easier it is, the easier someone is going to be able to toggle on the, let's make this a monthly gift. Let's make this a repeat gift. Even if it's a one-time gift, you're going to have less abandonment. And we want to get people to actually finish the finish line of making the gift and not get distracted. And if we bog them down in a lot of different steps, they're going to get distracted, because hello, any of our days today are just crazy with different interruptions and things happening. So we really want to create a really positive through line and get to people where they're at when they want to make a gift, make it as frictionless as possible.
You are not kidding about the world just being all over the place. I mean, since I've been diagnosed with ADHD, I feel like the world's become ADHD, and there's so many signals hitting us, and these messages are hitting us all the time. And so we took this concept and this trend to the community, and I want to give a shout out to our community who speaks some real talk into this. And I got to love Tim Turner setting the tone over at Satisfeed. And he said, "I am overwhelmed by all the back of house operations. And I can feel that there's probably a lot of people right now saying, I don't know how to get a DAF online at my nonprofit. I have no idea how to get Apple Pay or Venmo as an option." And it's like, y'all, let me just tell you, we have come with platforms who already have it baked in. You really don't have to do anything other than turn them on. And many of these are free platforms, which is absolutely incredible. I want to give a shout out to a couple: GiveButter, FundraiseUp, Overflow, Pledge. I mean, there's just some incredible organizations that are doing incredible work here, and they're taking the friction out of it for you. So if you're feeling overwhelmed, then just know that you have partners in this. I also want to give a shout out to Sarah Kelly in our community, who gave this really great case study of herself. And she said, "You know what? I gave more on, you know, Giving Tuesday last year because I was presented with a Venmo giving option and with one of my favorite charities." And she said, "I didn't even realize how much money was held within my Venmo account that I hadn't transferred yet. So I ended up getting to transfer more than I thought because I had extra money that I hadn't budgeted for my nonprofit." And so I wonder how many ahas are like that out there that we're not even realizing because we're not diversifying the ways that we allow others to give to our nonprofits. So I want to just give a shout out to a couple people in the chat who said that. There was another great shout out to Give Chariot for DAFs. Thank you, Pauline Palkovic. And just appreciate the community wrapping around this and giving it a chance, because I think this is a great pilot to try out this year.
And this is not a new conversation. I mean, we talked specifically about it last season that really gave us the language around like making it a frictionless experience. But we also curated a little mini playlist if you want to deep dive into your tech stack and really think about how can AI help, you know, make this experience easier as well. We had a really great conversation with the fellas at Microsoft, which was really
so cool.
Yeah, it's so awesome to hear like how you can really unleash AI's potential, transforming nonprofits with this, you know, social impact team that really is kind of on the cutting edge of developments at the Microsoft office. And so that conversation's there. We also talked about re-envisioning the Donor Advised Fund. Are you scared of the Donor Advised Fund? I feel like this was like a bad word almost.
I was so scared of it. And that's how I give now, is through my DAFI fund. So
yeah, I'm going to lift DAFI. And Adam Nash came onto the podcast to talk about this. But there's so many untapped funds. The more easily accessible we can make those DAFs so it becomes an option for our donors, you could unlock a lot of opportunity to give. So we're going to package up that playlist. You can find it in today's episode description and kind of queue up some episodes to get you hyped, because this is so doable and really something exciting to you know, kind of put into your plan for the next few weeks.
It is so doable. And we want to roll right into some pro tips here. I'm going to ping like two or three of them really quickly. Do you have a recurring donation option on your website? If you don't, go immediately, turn that on, figure out a way to get that as an option. We also want you to include direct donation links in your email campaigns, and you get bonus points here if that leads to like a pre-filled out donation form, because we've learned that donation forms and the more fields that you include, it's going to cut your ability to transact that gift almost in half. And then the last one I want to throw out is explore some text-to-give services. I think there's some nonprofits doing incredible things with this. I know Rock Solid Foundation hits my text, and it's so easy and light, and it's got a quick donation form and a link in there. I think Wings in Oklahoma also does an incredible job. So those are a couple ones that you can check out as well.
I mean, Becky, when we talk about creating what's frictionless generosity, I mean, we had to bring back the human that inspired this entire topic.
The goat.
For us.
The goat of frictionless generosity, for sure.
I mean, he was flipping the script on how do we make giving, how do we unlock more people to give? That's Vance Roush. He's the founder of Overflow. And, you know, we had him on last season of the podcast because he's on this mission to inspire the world to give. He created Overflow, which is basically this tool that makes generosity frictionless. It unlocks more ways to give, specifically those areas that are like non-cash assets. I mean, there's a ton of wealth that can be moving if we can just unlock these variables that make it just more simple to understand how we can give generously in all areas of our life. So if you missed episode 491, we'll definitely link it up in the show notes. Vance, you're back in the house. It's so good to you, my friend.
I am back. We are for good family. Let's get into it. We're going to talk trends. We're going to set trends. Mm-hmm. Let's do it.
Yeah. I mean, it's like a moment because I feel like we're going to talk about overflow before we leave. But I mean, there's a lot of investment coming into this space too, which we always kind of pay attention whenever there's a huge market here because there's so much opportunity. And this is something that we need to lean into. If you don't understand what's possible for your nonprofit right now, there's just no reason to ignore this. And so we wanted to start this conversation with what's the research telling you in regarding how, you know, organizations can really evolve to meet this moment. How are donors looking to show up and support our missions right this second?
I want to give us some macro trends and then maybe some psychological trends and how it's impacting these micro trends in frictionless generosity, right? Because in the macro, we have to understand the context, right? When I talk to my staff all the time, we talk about endlessly, context is key. When you're serving customers, you have to understand the context. But understanding the context of our macroeconomic environment is so important. And you all may have talked about this in different episodes. You all know this space, but we need to understand that in the next decade, it's already happening right now, $30 trillion is being transferred from the older generations to millennials and Gen Z. Okay. It is the biggest tectonic shift in wealth transfer the world has ever seen. Dang. And so what does this mean? This transfer that's going from older generations to younger generations is also going to follow a psychological trend that's happening. Because those older generations, they have a very different psychology than millennials and definitely Gen Z, right? Older generations came from world wars, economic cycles, and many times of uncertainty. So what's ingrained in their psychology is safety and security.
Yep.
Okay. And so if they get a revelation of generosity, if they get an unction to give and be philanthropic, they are giving from a place of responsibility and duty. This is their psychology, responsibility and duty. What's the American dream for our boomer parents, grandparents, the older generation? It is a white picket fence in a two-story house in the suburbs. So when they transfer all of their wealth that's already happening now, but going to be fully transferred in the next decade, $30 trillion worth, it's going to be transferred to a completely different mindset because the next generations that are following after them, thankful to them for this, is they're not necessarily stressed about safety and security because their parents or their grandparents already pioneered that for them. And so what are they thinking about? We're going up the Maslow's hierarchy of needs, right? And now we're more concerned about things like identity and purpose. See, the thing with millennials and increasingly so with Gen Z is that if they are going to get a revelation about giving and generosity, it's not going to be based on duty and responsibility. It's actually going to be based on identity. And what's so exciting about that is that millennials and Gen Z are positioned because of that psychology to be the most generous generation the world has ever seen. Because being inspired to give based on a sense of duty and responsibility will only get you so far. I'm giving enough. I fulfilled my duty, responsibility. For millennials, they want so much more than that. You can have all of me if you compel me. We're the generation that gave you Robin Hood, Wall Street bets, and GameStop. We're the generation.
Same time.
At the same time, you got to watch Dumb Money. Quick plug. We're the generation that overthrew hedge funds. We're the generation that knows how to rally. Here's the thing. Millennials, because they're in this search and this seek for identity, they ultimately just want meaning for their money. And so the American dream is not a white picket fence with a two-story house in the suburbs. The American dream for millennials is a selfie pic in Santorini to put on their Instagram. The American dream is a reservation at a Michelin star restaurant in New York or LA. The American dream is courtside seats at an NBA basketball game so that they could put it on Snapchat or TikTok to flex on their friends. That's the American dream. What I'm saying is that if we don't, as philanthropic organizations, as nonprofits, as charitable organizations, do a better job of presenting meaning for millennials' money, they will find meaning on their own.
Yep.
Right. And so we both have to understand the macro trend, the psychological trend, so that we can be motivated to capture what is already there, the opportunity in front of us. And as millennials and Gen Z become some of the wealthiest generation, I know some people are listening to this. I wish I got some of that $30 trillion transfer. Yes, I get it. I'm not a recipient of that either. Some of the supporters in your sphere will be recipients of that. Okay, so how does that go towards this trend of frictionless generosity? On the same level that millennials and Gen Z are looking for meaning, they're also looking for convenience. And so part of what's going to be compelling is it convenient, right?
Yes, that's the frictionless part, yes.
Exactly. How easy are you making it for me to give to you, right? And that is in the story. How easy is it for me to find my identity in your organization, my calling, my purpose, my meaning in life? How easy is it for me to connect the dots between my life's purpose and your organization's problem that you're solving, right? How easy is it for me to connect the dots of what I have and what I might be able to give? Are you educating me on the options? And then how easy, once you did all that and I'm compelled, I want to give, how then can I conveniently deploy capital towards your organization? And how easy is it for me to get the tax receipt? How easy is it for me to get impact reporting? How easy is it for me to understand what difference I made in this world?
Okay, thanks everybody for coming. That was it. That's everything right there.
So good.
Okay, I want to give you a compliment real quick. Of all of the tech founders I have ever met, you are the greatest storyteller. You get this business. You get people. And you're hearkening back to a trend we had last year in 2023, which is giving is identity. And it's this notion that how we see ourselves and how we want to be seen informs the brands and the causes that we align with. So we're moving beyond this concept of basic affinity to finding that alignment of identity and values. So there's this onus on nonprofit to tell that story, compel to your point, but we've got to close the loop on getting that transaction. And it starts with the frictionless part. And so I want you to speak on behalf of donors everywhere right now, which is a really big audience, and talk about some of the common barriers or those friction points that potential donors encounter when they're trying to be generous. And how do we circumvent that and put some tools in place to grab that gift when it's felt compelled to be given?
Yeah, good. I mean, you know, if I were to try to approach this from dual purpose, right? Because I'm in both spaces. I am a donor myself. I'm also a millennial donor, by the way, like smack dab in the middle there, as well as I oversee, operate, and I'm on the board of multiple nonprofits. So I kind of understand both. So I'll try to speak from both lenses, because I think on the nonprofit side, something that we miss, and then I'll talk about the donor side, how it impacts them, is that we're part of a multimodal world now, right? And so what I mean by that is the entry point, I think naively as nonprofit organizations, we feel like is www.nonprofit.org, right? And that's literally that's literally not the case, right? Literally nobody is thinking about your organization like, I wonder if I can just open up Google right now and just put www.nonprofit.org and see what they're up to. Literally, that's like said no millennial, right?
Yeah.
And so, the reality is the way that they're interacting with your brand is multimodal. Likely, if we're talking about, let's stay on millennials, likely they're on Instagram. Some of them may be on Facebook. Some of them may be on TikTok. But you got to understand, okay, cool. Like if I'm really trying to target millennials that really care about frictionless giving, what's their mode of entry? It's likely going to be Instagram. And when's the last time as a nonprofit operator, did I actually go through those entry points and see how easy it was to give? That's actually a challenge. That's homework right now.
Yeah, that
is. If you're a nonprofit operator, if you're on the development team, if you're on the fundraising team of your nonprofit organization, give. Just give a dollar right now. Give a dollar through these different entry points and see how easy it is. Do you have the link trees? Do you do any paid ads? Do you have any organic posting to be able to point to? Are you still saying link in bio and the link's not actually in bio? And you know, when you click on that link, actually you have to do 5 scrolls, you know, 2 clicks, a hop, skip, and a jump. And then finally, maybe you get to be able to give to your organization. It just took 12 steps. In 12 easy steps, you can give a dollar to our organization, right? And actually, the challenge is going to be so life-giving if you're in the seat of raising funds for your organization. Because I guarantee you, if you understand that the entry points are multimodal and the pathways are multimodal to get to a give page for your organization, if you do it yourself, you will come up with, I guarantee you, you'll come up with 10 ideas to make it easier. If your mindset is that easier will increase in conversion rate. And there's so many stats out there that would prove that. You can go to any giving software's like research page and they'll show you endless amount of stats of how making it easier increases conversion rate. You just got to think about this, okay? If Amazon.com, if Meta, if Apple are spending billions and billions of dollars to analyze if this button should go here or here, because that will yield a 0.1% increase in conversion rate, how much more should, yeah, right, as nonprofit organization, we just should start thinking that way if we're not thinking of it that way at all, right?
I mean, okay, I'm a graphic designer by trade. So for me, sure, I always want things to be like clean. And so there's a lot of reasons to just make it simpler, you know? But I want to counter, because I think part of the issue is making the path simple, as easy as possible. But the second is like people are distracted. You know, it's almost like even if somebody wants to make a donation, the longer it takes, you're just giving them 2 minutes to get distracted with a kid coming in, somebody, you know, ringing the doorbell, a package getting delivered. You know, we were joking about this at the start of the day. I was closing like 82 Chrome tabs before we started recording that I'm like, this is a peek into my brain that I may have really had intention to make that gift, but it just took so dang long that I got off on 5 other things. So there's like a lot, there's kind of 2 tracks to this that we want to make it easy. So I want to give you some gateway to talk to us. Like, what are some simple ways that people can, and organizations, streamline their donation process, make it more frictionless right now?
Yeah. So I think it's all about telling stories. I appreciate your guys' encouragement that that I'm decent at storytelling. I think it's so important though. I work at that craft of storytelling because, you know, the law of marketing, right? We understand that somebody needs to hear something 7 times on average before they even take that action. And so it's really looking through the customer journey, the donor journey of, okay, let's say they find you on Instagram, right? That you're automatically signaling the story that you want to tell them. And whatever story narrative that you want to tell them, you want to make sure that story and narrative is cohesive throughout the flow. Is cohesive to the next page they go to the next page they go to, and the next page they go to. Why? Part of making the gateway, like you said, John, easier is that they are not distracted and there's not multiple diversions and different directions that you're taking them on that gateway. It has to be saying the same thing over and over again for whatever amount of steps that they have. So you're continually reinforcing, hey, this is a good idea. Hey, well done. Hey, come on, complete this. Hey, make a difference. Get on board with what we're doing. And hey, by the way, thank you. Thank you for completing it. And this is what you can expect next. And it's this seamless through line. It's a seamless story that you are telling throughout that whole gateway. I love that word.
So good.
Fans, you just get stuff. Like, you get it. Like, I'm just sitting here thinking the tech, the storyline, the intuition, the engagement signals, the behaviors, the omni-channel. And I don't want people to get really overwhelmed by this, because I do think that, like, even through your incredible platform and the tools that you have, which are so amazing and people should check it out. And no, we're not getting paid to say it. We just believe in it. We believe that it's going to be massively transformational for the way that you are going to transact these gifts. And we just want to know, like, who's doing this well? Can you walk us through, like, a case study or two of an organization who's really put this idea of making generosity frictionless into practice, and they saw this dramatic impact? Spill all the tea.
Absolutely. And so one of the biggest breakthroughs that we're getting, and I'll speak to a specific use case, but then I'll draw out the first principle from this, right? And I'm going to use two examples. So we serve both churches and kind of high impact charitable organizations. And so on the church side, something that we found is that they have, and you can apply this to your nonprofit if this principle applies to you, but we found that they have recurring cadences of getting their donor and supporter base in a church world, it's called congregation, in person every week, right? So if you've ever gone to church or you understand church, like, yeah, you come every Sunday and a portion of you are literally giving financially so that the church can continue to do its work in the community. And so they're seeing their donors, their supporters often, and oftentimes for organizations that are doing well, they have some incorporation within their service programming, within their worship experience, to encourage people in their giving, to communicate to people what their giving goes towards, and then to instruct people on how they might be able to start giving or continue to give to the church organization, right? And so in that, something that made a huge comeback, right, in the pandemic, post the pandemic, is a QR code. This is a pro tip, okay? I'm gonna give everybody a hack, because you just gotta be observant of people and people behavior. If you're running an in-person fundraiser, like, you're all stressed out, like, with the service flow and what people are saying, you're actually not seeing how people are behaving in their tables, in the room. And just be an observer. Like, in the next event, just watch people. Don't watch the stage. Just watch people. Are they yawning? Are they disengaged? Are they waiting to go to the bathroom? Like, are they engaged, right? So I started observing this, right? And we would put QR codes up and instruct people on the ways to give. Hey, so many ways to give here at XYZ Church. If you scan this QR code on the LED screens behind me, you'll go to our giving platform, right? Mm-hmm. And then I saw this as people were following that instruction. They're like trying to get their camera phone out, and it's almost as if they wanted the person talking on stage to move, because he was blocking the QR code on the TV, right? So I was like, oh, okay, this is interesting. So how do I solve this problem? Because nobody is scanning the QR code. I would actually then proceed to get from the production team that runs the worship experience, hey, tell me how many scans happen on a Sunday. So for, let's say, a 2,000 person church, there was like 12 scans of the QR code in a service, right? So I was like, okay, that's an engagement issue. So what we ended up doing, it was like, okay, you know what? Let's take an existing technology, NFC technology, and let's try to apply it to this use case. Let's take that NFC technology, create a disc, and put that disc on the back of the seat. And instead of saying to people, hey, look, why don't you take out your camera and scan this QR code? Instead, just hold your phone, kind of like Apple Pay, onto the disc in front of you, and you'll be able to participate in giving right now. Guys, I'm telling you right now, we have empirical data. We have empirical data. 50.9x more engagement.
Oh,
I believe it.
It went from dozens of scans on a Sunday across services to thousands of taps.
I mean, I believe it because it's so easy to tap. You don't have to think about it.
That's a perfect example of how frictionless can be a complete game changer. So here's a second story. I started posting this on my Instagram and things like that. One of our customers is the Golden State Warriors Foundation, right? The NBA basketball team. And they obviously play in a stadium called the Chase Center in San Francisco. We just had a meeting about a month ago of how they want to do these installations in the stadium for their fans, right? So now this is going beyond just giving. It is partly giving concessions, signing up for fan programs, things like that, right?
Learn more about our sponsors. Like, my mind is exploding with what you could do with something like that. Here's our community involvement. Like, it becomes a different level of immersive experience. And that is what people want. It's an experience.
Exactly.
I'm geeking out about it. And I got to throw one more case study out there since you mentioned this. But if you're looking for somebody who is actually doing the work on events and they are watching engagement signals, check out City of Hope in Los Angeles. They literally have staff around the room during their galas who mark down every single engagement. When does somebody, you know, put their hand up for auction but doesn't win it? When do they sign up for something? When are they online on their phone? And they literally leave the event with all of this data and engagement signals that lead them to taking that gala beyond just an event. And how do we have all of this insight about how someone interacted with our experience, and how did that change and create an entry point for something bigger? So anyway, that's one example, and you can check that one out too.
I mean, it's just so encouraging. And so, I don't know, like, I feel like we can do this when I hang out with Vance. Like, we can band together, we can do better, we can make generosity more frictionless. Mm-hmm. So I want to kick it to you, my friend, for a one good thing as we start to wind down this episode. What's a piece of advice or maybe something somebody could do today to really implement this in their nonprofit?
Yeah. So just think about this. Hundreds of millions of people every single week are using Apple Pay to buy their coffee, are using Apple Pay to check out at Trader Joe's, are using Apple Pay to close out at Target. Okay.
I'm one of
literally.
Them.
Yeah, there are tens of millions of people that will actually literally choose the place that they shop at when they're on the go based on if that organization takes Apple Pay, because we always forget our wallet. And we're so thankful for those organizations that activated Apple Pay. And so my one good thing is that use a giving platform, shameless plug Overflow, but there's other ones out there that can enable this for your organization. You will be completely missing out on gifts that are abandoned because they wanted to give, but they couldn't find their credit card, and they would have given if they could just double click on their phone and convert on Apple Pay. That's my one good thing.
Thank you for showing up for impact work. We need you in this sector. And so tell everybody how they can connect with you. Where do you hang out online? Tell us about Overflow. Tell us about the app. Whatever you got, we want to know because we want people to link up to it.
Yeah. So overflow.co is our website. Overflow.co is our website. You can find most of our information there. You can follow us on all the major social channels, Instagram, LinkedIn, Twitter/X, if you just type in Overflow app. And we just announced our Series B round of funding that's going to accelerate some of these things that we briefly touched on, like Overflow tap technology. If you are an organization that is doing in-person fundraising, this has been a complete game changer in regards to engagement, as well as us venturing into other fintech products that we want to serve the charitable space with. That news is coming soon, so you got to make sure to follow us. You can find me, Vance Rausch. I literally only talk about overflow and my kids on my social channel. So you can get a lot of information on that as well.
I mean, what an honor. Thanks for coming back to the podcast and really appreciate the way you show up in this world, my friend.
Yep. Rooting for you in all things. Appreciate you.
Love you guys. Thanks.
Thanks so much for being here, friends. And you probably hear it in our voices, but we love connecting you with the most innovative people to help you achieve more for your mission than ever before.
We'd love for you to come join our good community. It's free, and you can think of it as the after party to each podcast episode. Sign up today at weareforgood.com/hello.
And one more thing, if you love what you heard today, would you mind leaving us a podcast rating and review? It means the world to us, and your support helps more people find this community. Thanks so much, friends. Can't wait to our next conversation. Rabbit fans have always powered the We Are For Good podcast, but now Rabbit fans can get even more goodness and access by joining Good Friends. It's our listener support community for the We Are For Good podcast.
Good Friends comes with perks, exclusive episodes with John and I, including The Good Brief, our new monthly cliff notes of the greatest takeaways and lessons learned from that month, and exclusive AMA episodes where we answer your burning questions and tap our community of experts. Join now or learn more at weareforgood.com/friends.
We can't wait to see you inside. That's weareforgood.com/friends.